It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
Hi, Fremont family. It's good to be with you on this Next Step Monday. The passage we looked at yesterday was Colossians 3, 12 through 17. And the big idea was this. As new people in Christ, we are to clothe ourselves with Christ. Now, the previous passage, Paul was talking about as new people in Christ, these are the things we are to put off. And he was talking about practices like anger, wrath, malice, and so forth. But you kind of get the impression, well, something's left incomplete. And it was, because this week he's saying, now, as new people in Christ, these are the virtues you are to put on. And the word he uses, put on, it literally has to do with clothing. Now, where we left off last week in verse 11, Paul says this amazing thing, that when Christ becomes all in all, these different groups of people, so Jew, Gentile, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, these kind of different racial groups, these different socioeconomic groups, Christ brings groups of people together that otherwise wouldn't, because Christ now becomes a primary identity. Now, the reality, though, is the different groups of people that make up the church, there are still differences, and that's going to inevitably lead to conflict and things of that nature. So Paul starts verse 12 off by saying, all right, these identifying markers, kindness, compassion, meekness, humility, patience, these are kind of the new identity virtues that are to make up this new community of people. And then he goes on and he says that we're to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. And that word rule, it's the word where we get umpire from. So the peace of Christ, the peace with one another, it's really to be the deciding factor in how we navigate conflict. And we can never just talk about our horizontal peace without first recognizing the vertical peace that Christ has made possible with God. See, as we focus on the vertical peace we have with God, it humbles us, and it helps lead us to a heart posture that will enable horizontal peace. And then in verses 16 through 17, Paul talks about, let the word of Christ dwell richly among you. And again, we are to clothe ourselves in everything with the word of Christ. And we get this glimpse of how the first Christian communities worshiped together. The word of Christ was central in teaching and admonishing and singing in everything, right? It had center stage. So the question I think we really want to come to as far as a response is, when it comes to relating with one another within the church, what are these virtues that would be helpful for us to, in God's help, to clothe ourselves with in order to reflect in practice what we already are in principle, new people in Christ? I will be praying for us this week as we consider this question.